Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I got to tell you, I'm like jumping out of my seat about tonight's show. We've got an incredible show for you today, and I've been talking about it all week. We've been letting you know about it in our newsletter. We've been passing the word around. And really, what I want to say about this is there is such an important energy right now. Such an important time for people. People that are thinking, my life is really tough right now. People that are thinking, wow, you know, how am I going to get through the day? How am I going to get through tomorrow? But the bottom line is that this is an unlimited universe. And I am so thrilled, honored to have Dee Wallace joining us here today. Yep, that's what I said, Dee Wallace. For many of you that are thinking, wow, I know who Dee Wallace is. By the time this show is over, you're going to know Dee Wallace in a very, very different way. We know her as a phenomenal actress, television, film, on stage. We know that she's been doing that so absolutely exquisitely for many, many years. And we know that the work that she has done and how she's captivated the hearts and the minds of so many people through films like E.T. And many, many other ways that she's really brought her message to each and every one of us. I've seen her on Without a Trace, Ghost Whisperer, and My Name is Earl, and Saving Grace. We continue to find out who she is, but more importantly, we continue to find out what her gift is all about. Today's show is about gifts. It's about your gift. It's about my gift. It's about Dee's gift. It's about the gift that we each have to connect ourselves with one another and to make that so absolutely beautiful that we support each other, we hold each other up, we stand on the shoulders that each and every one of us have. I am the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Many of you hear me each and every week. You hear me many hours. And I am so struck by Dee's work, her book, Conscious Creation, Directing Energy to Get the Life You Want. Tonight's show is going to be for you. We're going to be opening up the phone lines because we're inviting you to step into the world of knowing. Dee's joining us here today because if you're not in that place and space of knowing, the question then remains, where are you? Dee, thank you so much for joining us today. What a great, great opportunity for us to share a message of love and life.
Well, indeed, and I'm telling you, you know, you just opened my heart so much when I hear you speak. I mean, the words are beautiful and wonderful and so appreciated, but the vibration that you have, Dr. Pat, is just, it's really what it's all about. It's really love and an open heart, and I just so get that from you, and I'm in deep gratitude.
Well, thank you. I think today you and I are here by some divine intervention, and I love that because the world is really, for me, my sense is the world is really calling for a different message. It's calling for a different place to be. It's calling to that place that you talk about in Conscious Creation, that place of knowing. Yet, as the human bodies we're in and the vulnerabilities we have, we are stumbling, we are crumbling, to find that place to be, which opens the door to much. I wanted to ask you, how have you been able to find that, and what is your message that you share with people about being in a place of knowing?
Well, you know, the place of knowing is an interesting place because you have to know to experience it. Mm-hmm. And knowing is not believing or hoping or praying or any of those things. Knowing is exactly what it says. It's knowing. And the only way that you can know is to keep claiming that you know, setting your intention that you know. And so many of us right now are stuck in doubt. We're like being pulled down into that, you know, quicksand of what if. The collective consciousness right now is so incredibly strong in its doubt and its fear. And if we are not vigilant and consciously choosing what we want in our knowingness, then we just by default and vibrational attachment will be pulled down into the doubt. And once that happens, your fear expands exponentially because your whole focus then goes on the doubt, on the fear, on the what if, on the who do I believe, could this really be happening. And we know, all of us, we know that what we focus on is what we create more of in our life. So if I want everybody to hear that if you're attracting friends, for example, that come over for dinner and they start in on, oh, my gosh, the world, and, oh, my gosh, can you believe what a mess we're in, and, gosh, did you look at the stock market? We're in so much trouble, and blah, blah, blah. Even me saying it, teaching this right now, you want to be conscious enough to go, okay, if I heard those words, they're part of my vibration. And so I am going to choose to stay balanced and stay in my knowing. I am divine love. I am God, and I create my world. The world, nothing outside of me creates who I am. And I think that's probably the hardest and the easiest answer is look within, because so as it is within, it is without. And as you believe, it will be delivered to you.
You know, Dee, what we're talking about is such a powerful, powerful message now. And, you know, powerful and then also empowering. Because this really is the true secret that you and I are talking about. And it's a message that I know you have committed to take out into the world to reach many people, not just through this conversation you and I have today, but through your book. And I want to talk about that in a minute, Conscious Creation, Directing Energy to Get the Life You Want, through your radio show, through the seminars. Did you ever think 20 years ago, did you think you and I would be sitting here talking about conscious creation and knowing?
Heck no. I knew that I was always on a quest to be happy. And I was on a quest to find out why I wasn't happy. And so much of my life, I'm almost finished with my second book, and I just wrote this chapter about the realization that now that I've written the book, I can realize I always had everything, but I didn't know it. And if you don't know it, if you're not conscious that you have everything, it's got to come from a belief that even if I have everything, I don't have enough. So your reality is always there's not enough, and I'm not okay, and I'm not safe. And just even in the writing of this second book has been an exponential growth into really understanding on deeper and higher levels what I've been talking about for the last 8 years. Mm-hmm. You know? I think that's important, don't you, Pat, for people to understand that life itself is the process. It's not that you get there. It's understanding and knowing that you already are there, and you are inviting your knowing and your deeper understanding of being there into your reality.
Well, you said it so wonderfully, and you know, I want to share a couple things with you because I'm going to open up these phone lines, and I believe they're going to be like completely off the hook here. And one of the things that I want to say is I've been doing a number of shows, you know, during my daytime show, where I've really been addressing the issue. you know, let's talk about losing your job. I had a caller today. Let's talk about it. You know, let's talk about where you are in this moment and where you want to be. And let's address the issues and how to get there. And tonight, this is a phenomenal opportunity for our listeners to call in to connect with you because you also have a special gift. You help people in a special way. And I'd love for you to share that, you know, with our listeners, you know, how you directly connect with people, what your gift is, and how you help them, especially in times where some of us, Dee, we just really don't have what it takes to help ourselves.
Well, I will answer that as best I can because I am the conduit, as you know, Pat.
Yep, I do.
The information comes through me. I'm directed to go to books or songs or some of you will probably will go to an age where a belief happened and took root. And basically, I think my greatest gift is to be able to be a conduit for the information so that you can understand what the belief is that's keeping you in the limitation that you're experiencing. Because I know beyond a doubt, I know that if our lives are not showing up the way we truly want them to, we are holding something in our energy that is creating that. We are perfect creators. And when we remain vigilantly focused on only what we want to create, it does manifest.
Mm. And I want to take an opportunity to open up the phone lines for those of you tonight that want to give us a call, that want to experience the gift that Dee Wallace has. I want to give you an opportunity, and I want to give that opportunity to you throughout the show. So let me give out this number. I will keep giving it out. And please know that you are welcome to call in anytime, any point in time throughout this show tonight. It's a toll-free number right here, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. And we're going to take your calls because the exquisite work that Dee does. And I've watched her. She's been on the show before. She is helping people help themselves. And while we're waiting for the phones and, you know, the folks to be, Seth and company, to be picking up those calls, I want to talk about something that you've put in your book, Dee, Conscious Creation.
Hold on. Am I going here first? I have to stop because it's already starting. We're going to the phone number, and I don't have any idea why. But there's something around those numbers that we're going to.
Okay.
So I'm going to balance whatever it is because we balance first so that our conscious minds don't look at what we balance. I am divine love. I am the expanded formula. I am the isness, and I know. So sheets, book. Well, I'm going to you. Okay. Now, what did you want to talk about conscious creation? Because that's what it's about now.
What I wanted to talk about, and again, gave out those toll-free numbers for those of you that would like to call in. Wow, we actually have a caller on the line. I think we should take the call. I think that's what you're picking up on. When you were picking up, I don't know, maybe not. But we actually have a caller waiting to speak with you.
It's all tied in, but remember,
yep,
we've got to get back to the number. Okay.
Okay. Who do we have on the line? Who's calling us right now?
I would like to consciously co-create this next phase of my life.
What's your name? Could you tell me your name?
Althea.
Hi, Althea.
Hi, Dee.
Hi,
Dr. Pat. I'm in the process of clearing up some things, and then I'm going to start work. I am in the process of channeling a book and definitely would like to pursue that, but that's going to take some time. So for immediate employment, is there anything that you see that I might be blocking myself from really experiencing some fabulous employment?
Well, I get it. Yeah, I work with a pendulum, so as you're talking, I definitely get a yes on that. But that's really not the right question. So what my question to you, Alfie, is what do you want to consciously create?
Oh, I definitely want to work in the metaphysical community and step into teaching some of the information that that's coming to and through me.
Okay, and when I say you're consciously creating that, I get a no.
Okay.
So there's a block in you knowing that you can create what you want. Because you're very clear about what you want, right?
Yes.
You stated it perfectly. So we're going to balance whatever energy is around that. I am the extended formula. I am divine love. Yes, listen, I know. Now we're gonna get some discernment sheets from Althea. Give me a song, Althea, the first song that comes into your mind.
Shout.
Okay, and what's the message of that song to you?
It came through as a lyric, "You make me want to shout."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I really want to do this.
But I want to know, when you think of shout, what's the image you get? What's the vibration? What's the energy behind that?
Ecstatic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when I test that consciously creating what you stated that you wanted makes you ecstatic, I get a no.
Oh.
So let's find out why, because in your conscious mind you think it does, don't you?
That it makes me ecstatic or does not?
That it does.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Consciously,
okay.
I want to do this, yes.
But I'm getting a no, so there's some mixed energy in there that you're not aware of. So it's balance. It's all balance. Now I'm going to Pat. Pat, give me a song.
This song is Beautiful by Christina Aguilera.
Oh, that's great.
And the message is?
That you're beautiful. Doesn't matter what anybody says. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks. That
okay.
You're truly beautiful.
And that's where you fall out, because when you're, there is a belief, I'm testing my own accuracy as I say this, that when you are successful in this chosen business, you will not be perceived as beautiful.
Oh.
Does that ring any kind of bell to you?
Well, I'm thinking that must be heavily subconscious.
Yeah, and I'm going to your father.
Okay.
Around 8 years old, so don't get too stuck into that. Seven,
yeah,
eight,
I'm not.
Nine, something around there. I don't know, your mother's involved too, and it's something about working. But you got a message somehow that it compromised you, or her, or a woman, if she was terribly successful away from the home. That's the highest statement.
Okay. Well, you know, I think it's cute because at one point in time, I think my dad said, well, I want Althea to be a computer programmer. And then my mom said, well, I want her to be a waitress because she'll always be sad. And I looked at them both and I went, I don't want to do any of that.
Okay, so what were the messages to you then? The only kind of work that you can do is what?
Well, I think what they wanted, perhaps, I don't know, because it dinged on me. I mean, I put myself through college doing computer work and being a waitress.
Well, they wanted you to be safe.
Yeah, oh, absolutely safe, right.
Okay,
so
when I say venturing into this business that you want to do is safe, I get a no. And that's what makes it so exciting for you. But you have to know that it's safe. You see, you have to go into your knowingness that you create that as being safe and lucrative, and you're always going to be fed.
Yeah, I own that. I really do.
Okay, well, that's everything coming together now. It's all, the whole picture is there for you. Now you just have to choose. You see, you've got a little doubt there. I'm not going to be pretty. I'm not going to be perceived as beautiful. I'm not going to be fed. I'm not going to be safe. And all of that is coming forward to you just so that you can go, you know what? I can change those thoughts and those beliefs, and I'm going to choose to do that because I know that's not a truth. If I truly am the God that I am and the God energy that I am, I create my own safety, my own beauty. I recreate those beliefs and thoughts within me. And that's your entire answer altogether.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah. Can I ask you, do we revisit these type of, do we clear them completely or do we revisit them at different stages in our lives?
Do you believe you clear them completely?
I always thought we did.
Okay, then you do. Because as you believe, it's delivered to you. If you believe you're going to have to keep going through and working and, you know, suffering with it, you will.
Yeah.
You got it?
I got it. I really do.
All right.
And I'm going to be working on this, and I thank you for your time. And
how about playing with it? Let's go play with it.
Yeah, let's play.
Instead of work with it.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, how many parts are perspiration versus how many parts are inspiration? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Love that. I'm going to steal that, Beth.
All right, let's get a little play thing going. We're going to take a short break because we are just heating up these phone lines. I'm telling you, I'm getting IMs here left and right. We're going to take a short break. For those of you that are just tuning in, I want you to know that Dee Wallace is my very, very special guest today. I have an amazing conversation with her in a previous show we did together. Her book is Conscious Creation, Directing Energy to Get the Life You Want. And that is really what we're calling in today in this show and much more. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you're going to have an opportunity to connect with both Dee and with both me and Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about Dee, I want to give you her website, officialdeewallace.com, and that's Wallace with two L's. We're going to give you lots more information. She's got a fabulous new article up on her website today. And when we come back, we're taking your calls, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. Let's take a short break. When we come back, are you ready to create the life you want? We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and a path to personal triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-release edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today, visit informedbeauty.com.
Most of mankind's diseases are part of history, but few realize it at this time. A simple, inexpensive mineral supplement has the potential to change your life and your health. Go to thedrpatshow.com and listen to the interview with Jim Humble and Dennis Richard and learn the secrets of why your health is your choice. MMS, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century, can be purchased at mmsdr.com or call 760-536-6123. That's mmsdr.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick. Are you concerned about your money and your future? We are entering an economic crisis like never before. If you're counting on the system to take care of you, you will lose, and I don't want that to happen. Here's what I can offer. I'll give you absolutely free my 6 CD series on how to take control of your own money. All you have to do is go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com, or go to any bookstore this month and buy my book titled Secrets of the Millionaire Inside.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm actually in awe right now. I know many of you are trying to call into the show, and wow, we've got Seth picking him up as quickly as he can. Powerful show today. The show's really for you. Dee Wallace is my very special guest today, and as I mentioned before, you know, the book that she has written, and she also mentioned she's got a second book coming. The book that she has written is called Conscious Creation. And, you know, Dee, you and I were talking about, the 877 number and the feeling of doubt and how that's coming through really loudly for you. What are the messages you're getting about doubt?
Well, first of all, doubt can really serve you if you use it. If you go into it and fall into it, it will obviously take you in the opposite direction of where we want to go, which is our knowing. But if you look in your life and right now, just pick out, what are you in doubt of? Are you in doubt that you can make enough money? Are you in doubt of your health? Are you in doubt in relationships somewhere? That is a great gift that you're giving yourself. So you can choose then to go, okay, I've got doubt here. What do I want? I want to be in my knowing around this. So as many times as I need to, when those thoughts or I can feel me vibrationally going into that doubt, I go, no, I know. I am choosing that I know. And the highest thing to know is that we are our own creators. And if we know that we are our own creators, then there is no doubt because we create for ourselves. And again, you know, it's that collective consciousness and the TV. Turn off the TV, put on some positive stuff. Help yourself, guys. Don't go into the very energy that you want to stay out of.
And this is really the message for today. I mean, the phones literally, they're completely people waiting to have a conversation. We have a caller right now on the line. Let's go to the phones. Who do we have joining us on the Dr. Pat Show tonight?
Hi, I'm Linda.
Hi, Linda.
How are you?
I'm fine. I've got to stop you. I'm going to the vibration in your voice. That's the first place that we're going. I'm go where I'm directed, Linda, and I do it with love, always, and an open heart. The vibration in your voice sounds, well, the word I'm being given is down, okay? Kind of flat and down and almost, okay, the next word they're giving me is belligerent, so bear with me. Keep a smile, because the gift at the end is worth it, I guarantee you. So we're going to balance all that first. I am divine love is all you need to know. I am divine love, I know. Okay, that's all balanced. We do need some discernment. So I'm going to a formula that I use, and we're going here. So it's the release of your energy into freedom. Well, that makes sense in the vibration that I heard in your voice. It's almost like I'm not going to choose to release the BS that I need to release. And we're all doing this, Linda, all of us. The universe and our higher selves, the gods that we are asking us, give up your stories, give up your unforgiveness, give up where you want to stay a victim. Choose to give that up and release all that energy into freedom so that you can start creating what you want. So now I would like to take your specific question.
Okay, Linda, thank you for joining us here today.
Well, you just threw me for a loop because you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm not sure about the belligerent, but that's probably true, too. And for me, I am down. I lost my job yesterday. And so today was the reality of not getting up and going to work. And when you asked Althea about a song, it hit me. It's not a... a song that I had on my phone, my cell phone, when it rang. And it wasn't so much the words of the song, but I liked the melody of it.
Uh-huh.
And the song was, oh, my God, I just went blank on the song. Oh, I Had a Bad Day. So what I was doing, obviously, from based on some of the things that you said, was creating my own bad day.
You think?
Yeah.
How many times does your mind... when you hear that phone go off, go, I had that, you know.
Yes.
I mean, it's subconsciously, seriously, good for you that you put that together. That's awesome that you were just giving yourself that subconscious suggestion, what, 50 times a day, whatever?
Yes, and I was having a bad day, and I was not happy with my job and the people that I worked with. It wasn't the job so much, it was the people. And
okay, so
I was creating.
Stop, because I want you to see, everybody, how perfect a creator you are. Didn't particularly love the job, really didn't like the people, didn't want to be around them. So I perfectly created not having to do that.
Yes. And created my own leaving the job. I mean, they were downsizing, so I left because of, you know, they told me yesterday afternoon at 5 o'clock I didn't have a job anymore. So
well, I'm getting a no, though. You see, that's the way it appears from the way the collective consciousness looks at it. You didn't leave. You weren't chosen to leave because they were downsizing. You left before they downsized.
You're right.
Your energy left that job before they had to decide who physically was going to leave.
And so, you are absolutely right.
If you can create that perfectly, you can create another job that you love just as perfectly. But you got to focus on what you want, say what you want, vibrate the way, you know, certainly not you had a bad day, more like hallelujah, you know, whatever song takes you up there. And you know, use your incredible creative ability to create exactly what you want.
Okay. And interestingly enough, on my way home, I went into panic about, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Why is this happening? But I know why it's happening because you just reconfirmed for me or even brought it to light for me of what I did to myself. But I also said the word that you keep saying is, you know. And I know I'm going to be okay. I know that.
I get a yes on that. The one thing I'm hearing to share with you is please move into loving yourself more.
Mm.
Love yourself, and love yourself more. Do whatever it is that creates your experience of loving you. Because when you look in the mirror, Linda, you need to be able to look at yourself as the part of God that you are, pure creation, and look at your face in that mirror and go, I love you, God. I unconditionally love you as the creation you are. And then you know, it's really hard to go into the victim place if I can't do it.
Okay.
We're all taught the opposite of that. We are all taught from the time we're little that it's blasphemy to, you know, I love myself, I'm so special, I'm incredible. You know, you're not supposed to say that, not if you're a nice little girl. Not back in Kansas where I was, anyway, you know. And I'm saying that's the secret to everything. Mm-hmm. If we don't love ourselves enough, why the heck do we want to give ourselves everything we think we want?
Yeah. Dee, one of the things that I know you talk about, especially about knowing, and Linda, this I want to see if this relates to you because I'm picking something up now. You know, I think, Dee, you talked about when we are in fear or doubt, we can't know. And,
absolutely.
And so, I mean, for Linda, Linda, I picked this up. I mean, there is some fear right now. I don't know about the doubt part. But what can Linda do? I mean, what can we help her with to move beyond the fear, move beyond the doubt?
You know, I get that, honestly. I get that we just did. Her fear and doubt was coming from her joining with the collective consciousness that she had nothing to do with it, A, and B, couldn't do anything about it. And that's just not true. It is not a truth. But, you see, the social consciousness, when they bring you into doubt like that, or you participate with them in that myriad of doubt, what happens is your heart has got to shut down. Your heart chakra has got to shut off. And then you can't hear your instincts. And when you can't hear your instincts, you go to your intellectual mind. And the answers are never in your intellectual mind. Never, never, never. But that's what we do. We go to our mind and go, okay, I got to figure it out. I got to have a plan. I got to know. I got to do. I got to, you know, manipulate and all that stuff. And we go into our minds, shut off our instincts, and we don't feel anymore. And it's the passion and the open heart and the love for ourselves that is the creative energy. But I get that Linda's there. I get that she's got it. Linda, what do you feel? Linda?
There's something there, and I think because I'm all over the place in the way I feel right now. I'm angry.
True.
And I'm angry at you know, the people that I worked with.
No, stop. You're not. You're angry at yourself.
Yeah, you're right. I am.
Because you know that you didn't want to be there.
Right. And I haven't wanted to be there for a long time.
Can those people for giving them what you wanted?
You can't.
Yeah. You're mad at yourself, baby. And that's why I was given that to give to you. Love yourself. Because if you love yourself, you can't be angry. You didn't know. You weren't conscious. But now you are. So, yippity-doo-dah for Linda that she came forward and talked about it and got to what it is and can turn her life around now.
I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
I am so grateful for listening to the show today and having you on here to support, you know, everything that people are going through. And I think talking to and listening to you talk to Althea, it just hit me, because when you said, okay, what song comes to your mind first, I could think of songs, but the words didn't come to me, they didn't mean anything, until I thought about my cell phone. And I actually don't have that song on my cell phone anymore.
Well, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the way it goes. As we heal ourselves, we touch those vibrations in everyone else out there, because we pull our vibrations into the collective consciousness, everybody. So if you want to heal the world, heal yourself. Love yourself. Focus only on what you want. Focus on President Obama and his safety and his willingness and expertise of finding all the answers and leading us as the leader that we deserve, as people who love themselves, and focus on perfect health, and focus on I am making money in everything that I do. That's what you want. But if we're focused on the fear that the collective brings us down into, we cannot stay in that knowing, and therefore we don't focus on the very thing that we want to create.
Well, thank
awesome.
You.
Linda,
very, thank you very,
you,
very
are
much.
Are you good?
Yes, you really did a lot for me. Thank you. I can't
thank
you,
you
enough.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay.
Linda,
blessings.
I want to say something to you.
What?
You calling in, and Althea as well, you have no idea what you're doing for the thousands of people that are listening to this show live.
Absolutely.
That will continue to listen to the show as we move forward. There is a power and a message of what just happened here that will go so far beyond the present moment that we're in. I want to thank you for having the courage to call in.
Well, thank you both, because I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to stay calm and not get hysterical over the whole thing, but you did it. You did it. You made me stronger. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, Linda. Thank you for joining us here today.
Bye.
And I want to, Dee, I'm telling you, the people that listen to this show, Althea, Linda, the many others that, you know, are trying to get in the line now. and I want to make sure, I think we have time for one more call, 877-876-5227. Dee Wallace is my very special guest today, 877-876-5227. Dee, why don't we take a minute, make sure everybody has your website. And also, there's lots of information on your website about events that you have and things that you're doing. So we should take a minute just to let them know they can go there, free downloads and many other things.
Yeah, I have, I'm trying to make it a website not only of information but definitely of service. And there's a lot of my speaking engagements and seminars that are on there that you can download. I am having a signing at the Bodhi Tree this weekend to Saturday. If anybody is in L.A., I'd love for you to come down and join me at 2:30 at the Bodhi Tree in L.A. And the book is available on Amazon. You can put in my name or Conscious Creation, either one, and pull it up. It is all channeled material, and it was channeled to create an energy shift in your energy, even if you don't understand it, but you will, because I'm the girl next door and I pretty much write just like I talk. So you'll definitely get it.
And this is really just a fabulous spirit experience for all of us. You know, Dee, I want to go to a section of the book. By the way, I reread the book. I mean, I read it the first time you and I were on air, and now I'm reading it again. And I'm actually reading it really as if I have different eyes. And I want to go to what you've written about good vibration. There's a section in here about good vibration, and I think it really talks to what you've said to Althea and to Linda tonight. And one of the things you say, and I want to talk about this with you, is we have forgotten that all is one, that we are God, and so we define ourselves as limitations of God.
Right.
And I've read that, and now I've read it again. And in that limitation, Dee, is that what causes us to truly not ask for what our heart really desires?
Well, absolutely. And we're taught from the time we can even understand that we are less than and that we shouldn't ask for what we want. And every time, you know, the energy, let me move from the word God to and just call it the energy for a
yep.
minute.
Mm-hmm.
The energy doesn't judge. It will only manifest for you. It will only create. So if you have a belief that that you are defining you as a God who's going to, let's say, get cancer in your mm-hmm. lifetime from the fear that you're holding, the energy is not going to judge that. The energy will give you the best cancer that you can or lose your job for you. if you are defining yourself as someone who knows they are cherished and celebrated and wanted and honored in this life, the energy will come forward to create that in the best way possible that it can. And like we've seen from the callers, oftentimes our conscious mind thinks that we are doing it just by saying what we want. And oftentimes there are buried subconscious things that are kind of sabotaging us. All you have to do is go, okay, I am staying focused on what I want. I am choosing to be a God and define myself as a God who knows that I am releasing any and all blocks that I have so that I create the life I want. I am divine love. I believe it. I know it. I choose it. I direct it. You know, but you have to keep on it. And the challenge is we raise ourselves up and then we turn on the news. And then we go in the toilet. And then we have to raise ourselves up again. So I'm saying find as many positive things as you can. Put on music that you love. Go dancing. Go to the beach. Nature's a perfect place. Pet your dog. What makes you feel good? You do not want to go to where it makes you feel bad. And there's a great simple little exercise, Pat, you know. You just stand up and you like jump up and down and you go, I'm so happy I'm creating, and then say what it is you want. I'm so happy I'm creating love. I'm so happy I'm creating knowing. I'm so happy I'm creating the fabulous job. You know, while you're jumping up and down like a little kid who's just gotten the toy they wanted for Christmas. Vibrationally, you see, then you're matching what you are saying that you want. I think one of the big things that people misunderstand is that reverence has to be sad or low or very serious. You know, I work with a lot of the practitioners at my church, and I'm going, no church lady voices. You know, okay.
Right.
You know, well, let us pray. Well, if we're worthy, you know, the universe is not going to respond to that vibration.
And, you know, this is really, this what we're talking about is really, this is so wonderful we're having this conversation here, Dee, because what you're talking about, everybody listen to this show, you know, beyond Althea, beyond Lyndon. Linda, Althea, if you're listening, I hope you're jumping up and down there, because this is really a solution for people that is so simple and requires them to actually do something, but not do something that's going to take them away from what they want to accomplish. And so I love what we're talking about here, because we're not saying to people, go out and buy a $4,000 course on how to do this. We're
just
jumped up and down.
Yeah. Just jump up and down, feel good, and say exactly what you want. So, you know, what kind of job does Linda want or Althea want? What is it that they want to create? What, you know, you don't create you being 120 pounds by saying, I want to lose weight. I got to lose weight. I got to lose weight. That, the universe is going, huh? I don't know what you want. I hear what you don't want. You don't want a lot of weight, but what do you want?
Well, that's why,
you know, as an actor, I can tell you, if a director looks at me and says, you know, Dee, I don't know, just do something. I don't have a clue where to start. And that's what most of us are doing with the universe. Well, I just want some money. Well, okay, how much do you want? What are you comfortable with? What makes you happy? For me, it's $500,000 a year. For Steven Spielberg, it's millions. And what's right for me is not right for everybody that's listening. I mean, my business manager says the worst thing I can do is pay off my house. Not for me. For me, in my Midwestern energy, paying off my house makes me feel empowered.
Wow, there you go.
And you have to say to yourself, what empowers me? What makes me feel good? I don't care what anybody else thinks. I love myself enough to follow my own divine guidance.
And, you know, this is really the, this is such a timely message right now. I mean, you know, all of the folks listening to this show, this is not for a few or a handful of people. I mean, we're talking about creating a pattern, a way of life, an energy that is with us each and every day, every moment of the day. And I wanted to ask you, Dee, if you would share with our listeners that are turning on the news, that are plugging into some of that, beyond turning it off, what's the message for today in helping everyone that's listening step into that place of knowing?
You have to choose. You see, the not turning off the TV, going to the places where you're going to hear the doom and gloom, is making a choice. And we were given choice as to how to define the energy of God that we want to be. If you don't make a choice around that, then you are created by everyone else's energy. So if you don't create, you become the created upon.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Is that like the victim and the victor?
I'm getting a yes on that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly, but yeah, for those of us who want to be victorious in our life and are making choices to lead us to experiencing that and defining our energy as that, we are not choosing to do the same things as victims who want to keep holding on to the old stories. I mean, you know, one of my favorite examples of this is in a workshop, and a lady came up and she said, I'll do anything to be well. And doing the work, it was all about her forgiving these two people. And she said, I'll never forgive them.
Oh, wow.
And I said, but you just said you'd do anything to be well of this disease. Well, I'm not going to forgive them. Well, in that moment, she made a choice, didn't she? She made a choice to stay victim to the disease when she had the information of how she could heal herself. But she would not make the choice. She argued for her limitations, and she got them.
And not only did she argue for them, what I just heard you say is she argued for the continuation of her limitations.
Absolutely. And most of us on some level or another do, because it's comfortable and we know what it is. And also because we're kind of afraid of being God, everybody. Oh my gosh, what if I do accept the fact that I'm God, that I am the creator of my life, that I am the only one responsible for the definition of the God energy I am? What if I go there and it doesn't work? And there's your doubt, you see? So the doubt always comes in to keep you out of the knowing, and the knowing is the godliness. Total knowing is being God. There isn't anything God doesn't know there, and ergo, there is nothing that we don't know, which is why I want you to keep saying, I know, because the only thing between us knowing that we know and not knowing is our belief that we don't.
Well, Dee, I want to thank you for a fabulous, just a fabulous show. I want to thank you for, thank you for saying yes. I mean, you've said yes to be a healer. You've said yes to help people. You've said yes to step in the vibration and the energy of what we've discussed tonight. And I want to thank you. And I know our listeners have benefited greatly from tonight's show. So thank you so much for joining us here today. I wanted to wrap up by asking you, what is your personal message for everyone listening tonight?
That there's hope, guys. Mm-hmm. It looks like chaos, and it looks like we don't have the answers. We do. We absolutely do. And what the universe is energetically going through right now is taking us into a whole new world, which is really what 2012 is all about, the end of the Mayan calendar,
mm-hmm.
is a movement into the new energy, which is starting now. And you can't move into the new energy by holding on to the old energy, which is fear and doubt and limitation. So I just ask you to lay your burdens down, put your suitcases of all your stories, take them out, you know, throw them to the wind. Let's get rid of them so that we can all start creating a collective consciousness that knows that we're God.
Well, thank you. Dee Wallace, my very, very special guest today on the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, if you want to find out more about Dee, I would love to invite you to check out her website, download the amazing article she's got up there. And for those of you that are going to be in California, go check her out, visit her at the Bodhi Tree bookstore. Dee, thank you again for joining us here today. OfficialDeeWallace.com, OfficialDeeWallace.com. Dee, again, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Blessings to everybody.
Blessings to everybody. Remember, if you want to find out more about the Dr. Pat Show, just go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. Until next week, remember, you get to be the vibration that you create. Remember that you have unlimited potential to be that vibration. We'll see you next week on the Dr. Pat Show.
You're stepping down your soapbox, is way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground. Touch the sky, your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found, better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make it out alright, just not now.
And speak well of a stranger's soul, for you never know when it's your last step, final breath, throwing your gypsy dance on curtain call. Take your last bow, and that's all you're gonna get from me.
Well, I got up and I fell down, but I'm ready again. Come on, rainstorm, come on, snowstorm, come on, fire, come on, night. There's too many answers, there's just too many.
How not made